Al Gore's decision not to run for president in 2004 has cracked the race for the Democratic nomination wide open. At a news conference today in North Carolina, Gore said a rematch with President Bush was not a good idea because it would focus too much on the past instead of the future. With Gore out of the race, the focus now turns to other Democrats considering a bid for the White House. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Although many in the party were beginning to doubt that Al Gore would run again, the timing of his announcement took many by surprise. Gore himself had said he'd make a decision after the holidays, but last night on 60 Minutes, he said four national campaigns for the White House were enough. He repeated that conclusion today at a press conference in North Carolina, a stop on his current book tour.
I have to recognize the fact that a rematch would have taken part of the focus back to a rehash of what all has gone before, and I'm not sure that's good for the political ideas and values that I think are so important to push forward in this country.
Close associates of Gore's say despite a long career in public service and a driving ambition for the presidency, the former vice president was becoming more excited and satisfied by his new activities in the private sector, writing, teaching, and working for an investment firm.
And I made the decision in the full awareness that that probably means that I will never again have an opportunity to run for president. And I'm at peace with that decision.
Gore's absence most immediately affects Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman, Gore's running mate in 2000. Lieberman had been exploring a White House bid of his own, but had promised not to run if Gore did. As of today, Lieberman has been liberated.
And therefore, I am going to very seriously consider the awesome opportunity that I now have to become a candidate for President of the United States. I intend in the next few weeks to speak with my family and friends and supporters, particularly friends and supporters at home in Connecticut, and then to announce, to make a decision and announce my plans early in January.
Lieberman says he probably will run. If he does, he'll join a crowded field. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is forming an exploratory committee, the traditional first step to a candidacy. Outgoing Vermont Governor Howard Dean has already entered the race. Other Democrats seriously considering a run include former House Minority Leader Dick Gephardt, Senate Democratic Leader Tom Daschle, Senators John Edwards of North Carolina, Chris Dodd of Connecticut, Joseph Biden of Delaware, and former U.S. Army General Wesley Clark and New York City activist Al Sharpton. Unlike Gore, who was the first choice of many Democratic primary voters and had a base of support from his previous runs, no one in this large crop of Democratic presidential hopefuls has an advantage. According to Democratic strategist Jeff Garin, they're all starting together at the gate.
I think the Democratic nominating contest is a true meritocracy. That is, people will have a chance to prove themselves and to rise to the voters' attention.
Garin and other Democratic strategists, many of whom are relieved at Gore's decision, think a competitive, wide-open field is a good thing for the party.
But this is an opportunity for one of these candidates to really rise up and grab the imagination of rank-and-file Democrats by providing a feeling of leadership and strength and direction. It's just exactly what Democrats are looking for right now, and frankly, they were nervous about whether Al Gore could provide part of the formula they want, which is the ability to beat President Bush in the general election.
The former vice president's decision changes the dynamic of the race. Instead of trying to position themselves as the person who can beat Al Gore for the nomination, the Democratic candidates will begin right away trying to convince Democratic voters that they are the person who can beat George W. Bush. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.